Shears is filmed before a live studio audience.
Good afternoon, everyone. Have I missed anything?
We're just having a little bit of spring training debate over here. Mm. Who do you pick for the pennant this year?
Well, that's not the most loaded question I've ever heard. Who are you all going with? Boston, for chance?
As coincidence would have it, yeah.
You know, we go through the same charade every year, colored by your hometown chauvinism. You throw statistics and feasibility to the wind and predict Boston. And you're usually wrong. Well, I'm going out on a limb this year. I'm going to be the only one to pick the New York Yankees.
You're not the only one to pick the Yankees, Fred.
I'm not?
No, Steve picked them, too. Hey, Woody, is Steve back there with you?
You bet, girl.
You let me finish, you see. I picked the Yankees to lose, you see. I love the Red Sox. Don't hurt me, please.
Sam, you're just the guy I've been looking for.
Why is that, Woody?
Because you weren't here. Check this out, Sam. It's a promise ring for Kelly. By giving her this ring, I'm making a deep and solemn promise that someday I'm going to give her an engagement ring.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. I've given a lot of those to women. Of course, in my case, it was a deep and solemn promise that their backs will arch.
So, Woodwork, why the sudden jump on the old bullet train to Commitmentville, huh?
Well, Kelly's leaving tomorrow. Her dad sent her to Europe to study for a year. I want to give her this ring so she won't forget me. Got a whole year. I'm going to be one lost and lonely soul.
Bullet train to Commitmentville. You crack me up, mister.
Thank you, Woody.
Woody, you can't believe that your beloved Kelly would actually forget you.
Well, I love Kelly and all, Dr. Crane, but you gotta admit, she's no rocket science.
Yeah, I sympathize, Woody. I once experienced a painful separation myself. A woman I cared very, very deeply about left me.
Oh, yeah. Your mom moved to Florida.
She's right. I think I'm going to go and give that little cutie a call right now.
Wow. Kelly going to study in Europe. But it'll be tough on you, Woody, but boy, what an opportunity for her.
Yeah, you're right, Miss Al.
You know, and if I know her father, she's not going to have to do it like I did. Backpacking, hanging out in seedy youth hostels, hitching rides with sleazy locals who use their inability to speak English as an excuse to give you directions on your sweater. That sweet little Kelly girl will get everything handed to her on a silver platter. I hope she chokes on you.
Miss Howe shouldn't be mad at Kelly. I mean, it's her dad's idea. He's just sending her away to hurt me.
Oh, come on, Woody. Probably doesn't have anything to do with you. He probably just wants to prove to his friend that he's rich enough to send his daughter to a fancy school in Europe.
Has it occurred to anyone that Kelly might just want the best education money can buy?
Well, it could be, Dr. Crane, but I think he's sending her to Europe to get her away from me.
Why do you think that?
Because he told me so.
Afternoon, everybody.
Nice cold beer coming up, Mr. Peterson.
You mean nice cold beer going down, Mr. Peterson?
Minute, not so fast.
Right.
It's time for us to pick our designated driver for the night. Okay, you all know the rules. Write your names down on a slip of paper.
I understand you can tell a lot about a person by analyzing the signature. You ever get into that, Doc?
Oh, come on. I'm a trained psychiatrist, not some fortune teller in a cheap carnival tent.
Yes, too bad. I always wondered what my signature said about me.
Mother of God.
And the lucky loser is... Yeesh. Flip Laban.
I'll get to ride shotgun in a brand new postal vehicle.
Oh, great. We'll all have a ride, but we'll all go to the wrong address.
It better be the beer talking. Well, Clippy, I guess that's just the luck of the draw, huh? Speaking of draw, Sammy...
Sis.
Right, give me that.
Now, wait a minute. This is Norm Peterson.
Hey, wait a minute.
You didn't put this in the hat.
I was supposed to go in the hat? Oh, come on.
Look, how many times have you done this?
Well, I'm embarrassed to say this is my very first time.
This is the first time you cheated?
Oh, I thought you meant getting caught.
All right, thanks to your good buddy, Norm Peterson, the first drawing is null and void. Okay, everybody, once again, name the hat. Come on. I'm watching you, Peterson.
Don't watch me, Carla.
What, you think I like it? All right. And the lucky loser is... Norm Peterson.
Great. First time I entered this damn thing, you couldn't pick Norm Peterson or Norm Peterson. Well, Fraser Crane, at least one person here is honest.
I beg your pardon, I wrote Norm Peterson.
I guess you're right. I wrote that.
Hi, Woody.
Why, Kelly, I didn't expect to see you here.
Oh, Woody, I'm leaving for Europe first thing in the morning, and I wanted to spend every single free minute of the time I have left with you.
That's a great idea.
But first I have to get my hair done. Oh, and then I have to get my shots, and I have to buy a new bathing suit. Oh, and I haven't even started packing.
So what are you saying, Kelly?
I guess bye.
Well, at least we had this time together. Well, listen, before you go, there's something I want to give you. This is a promise ring. By giving you this ring, I'm making a promise that someday I'm going to be giving you an engagement ring.
Oh, Woody, that's beautiful.
Yeah, well, it's been in my family for years. My dad gave it to some chick on Guam. That was before he met my mom.
Woody, I'll never take it off. But why are you giving this to me right now?
Oh, well, I'm on a break right now.
Not since Myrna Loy and William Powell have I heard such a rich collection of witticisms exchanged in such a pithy manner.
Is that drunken couple's always fighting in the pool room there?
No, those were the lumps.
Well, I'm giving this to you because you're going to be in Europe and you're going to be meeting all those rich dukes and earls and counts and bases and stuff.
Woody, you have nothing to worry about. I love you. And besides, I'll probably be so busy with my studies that I won't have time for anything else.
Really? What are you studying?
French, economics, and nude male figure drawing.
Well, that ought to keep you real busy.
Yo, Peterson, I need a ride.
What, are you going home already?
No, down to the corner so I could buy a pack of gum.
Gum?
Norm, what? This is your duty. Now finish your Shirley Temple and drive him.
All right, I'll drive you to get some gum. Hey, I know, after we get the gum, why don't I take you on a tour of the Freedom Trail?
Can we pick up my kid?
I was joking.
He'll be heartbroken.
I kind of wish I didn't have to go all the way to Europe right now, what with this getting so close and everything. Daddy really wants me to go, and, well, you know how he is.
Do I ever?
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I just know how he is.
What do you mean by is?
Well, he can be sort of... You know.
what do you mean by, you know?
Same thing as is.
Hey, are you putting down Daddy?
I'm not putting down Daddy.
Don't call him Daddy. He's not your daddy. He's my daddy.
Well, it's a good thing because my daddy didn't treat me like a baby.
Woody Boyd, what an awful thing to say.
I'm sorry, Kelly. I take it back.
Well, you can take this back, too.
I can't take this back. I don't even have a receipt.
Well, then I guess you'll just have to find the person who has it and give it back to them so they can return it and get credit.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know what it means.
Well, really, what does it mean?
Stop it, Woody. You can't make up now.
Oh, really? Can anybody tell me what it means?
Evening, everybody.
Hey!
What do you know there, Norm? How to sit, how to drink. Want to quiz me? Here you go, big fella.
Sorry. No suds tonight, Norm. You are still our designated driver, remember?
I know that. You know that. Did you have to call every bar in town and tell them?
Hey, Norm, can I get a lift home?
All right.
Hey, Woody, you're going to have to get your mind off your problems with Kelly.
Is it that obvious, Sam?
Well, you're peeling your thumb.
Thank God you told me before I put it in someone's drink. I just can't think straight, Sam. I've really blown it with Kelly. Now she's going to go off and marry one of those worldly European guys for sure.
Woody, nothing like that's going to happen.
Really, Miss Al?
No, Woody. Those wealthy European royals are not good enough for Princess Buttonnose and her daddy.
So, Bex, what's this thing you have against rich people? I mean, you're dating a rich guy, and you want to be rich yourself, right?
Yes. And when I am rich, I will stop hating rich people. And start hating poor people. It's the American way.
I can't believe it's over. I can't believe she's leaving me.
Oh, come on. What are you talking like that for? You gonna give up after one little spat?
What else can I do?
Well, you can run to her, hold her in your arms, and tell her that you love her. Come on, man.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm gonna do. See you guys later.
Where are you going, Woods?
Sam wants me to elope. No!
I didn't say anything about eloping. I didn't mean that. I just meant you should go over to her place and maybe make out a little bit.
Well, yeah, and to do that, we gotta get married, right?
Kids today.
Woody. Excuse me, I'll handle this. Woody, listen to me. I once was deeply in love with a boy that my parents did not approve of, and I thought about eloping. But fortunately, I came to my senses. I mean, can you imagine what would have happened to me if I had married him?
Yeah, maybe you'd be happy now instead of whining and being dumped on you all night.
Go get her, Woody.
No, Woody, come on, stop here, kid. Think a little bit.
Oh, Sam, that's all I've done my whole life is think. There comes a time when you gotta stop thinking. You taught me that, Sam.
I just want you to be sure, man, that's all.
Sam, I am sure. I love Kelly. I'm willing to risk everything to make her Mrs. Woodrow Tiberius Boyd.
Tiberius? You never told us that was your middle name.
Yeah, right. I never told Kelly either. Maybe I better just forget this whole thing.
Come on.
No, wait a minute. I have accepted the fact that her middle name is Susan. I'm going to go for it. Oh, hey, Sam. Would you come with me? I mean, you're kind of like a big brother to me. I don't think I could take a big step like this without you there to support me.
Oh, thanks, Woody. I'm very touched.
Yeah. Need someone strong to hold the ladder.
Thanks, Woody. I'm very touched.
Hey,
That's not her room either.
What took you so long?
Ghostbusters is on TV.
I love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's criminal the way it got snubbed by the Oscars.
Yeah, it still picks me off.
Let's try over here.
You doing, buddy?
Norm!
Guess I drove everyone else home, huh?
That's right. You know, Norm, I'm proud of you. I rode you pretty hard for cheating, but you really came through.
Well, thank you. Now, can I have a beer?
Nope, we're closed.
All right, I guess I deserve that. Cheating the way I did. Tonight actually turned out to be a pretty rewarding experience.
What are you telling me? You like carting those guys all over town?
No, I didn't cart them all over town. I just dropped them all off at your place.
Great. I finally get my kids to stop rolling drunks, and now you have to go and put temptation in their path. And I am telling you, it is impossible to raise a family in the 90s.
Okay. Something cold and German, perhaps?
Good news, Woody.
All right, you finally found Kelly's bedroom?
No, I just met the cutest little chambermaid. She's making popcorn. You want some?
Sam, how can you think of popcorn when my life and happiness are at stake?
It's cheddar.
Ooh, gimme.
Thank you.
Sorry, Sam.
Yeah, this is Kelly's room, all right, Sam.
How can you tell?
That's her gargle.
Sam, what are you doing here?
Kelly, I want to marry you. I want to elope with you right now. You mean everything in the world to me, and nothing is going to stop me. Hey, you do have over 1,000 Barbie dolls. I thought you were just bragging.
Woody, I just can't run off and marry you at the drop of a hat.
Boy, it's a great little comb. Teeth aren't too wide, nice flexibility, good heft. I've been looking for one of these for my eyebrows.
That one's for blondes.
For... You are rich.
You know, it's not right for you to be here. You shouldn't even be seeing me like this. I'm not decent.
Well, it's all right, Kelly. I didn't look. Yeah, I did, Sam. Kelly, I want to say something. I'm not just going to stand still while you run off to Europe. I love you, Kelly, and I want to make you Mrs. Woodrow Tiberius Boyd.
Tiberius?
Susan?
Kids, calm down. Why is everybody making such a big fuss about their middle name?
What's yours, Sam?
Hey, shut up. Sit down here. The point is that you should be sharing with each other how you feel. Names don't matter. I'm not saying that you should get married. But...
No. Let's get married. Oh, that'll be a blast.
Well, whether you get married or not, what's important is to share how you feel. How you feel about him, how he feels about you.
I know he's your friend and all, but...
Beat it, Sam.
What? G.I. Joe should come here on leave someday.
Kelly, you mean everything in the world to me. And I want you to know that someday I'm going to give you back everything you've given up by marrying me.
Oh, Woody, I don't need all those things. I'd live in a cold water flat in the seediest part of town to be with you.
Then have I got a surprise honeymoon suite for you?
Well, let's go. Look, I'm all packed for Europe, so all I have to do is take out my passport and voltage changer, and we're all set.
Kelly, dear.
No. Woody, quick, in the closet.
Wow. What are all these Barbie legs doing here?
Sometimes I get mad. Come in, Daddy.
Ah, honey. So, my little Kelly Bell is leaving me.
Leaving you? Why do you say that, Daddy?
I'm not going away.
Well, you're going off to Europe.
Oh, there. Yeah, well, I don't think of that as a way.
Look at you now. All grown up and beautiful. I can't help but think of a little toe-headed butterball taking her first steps. Now I'm sending you off to see the world. And if when you come back, you still want to be with Woody, well, that'll be fine with me. Because I'll know you're making a grown-up decision. But no matter how grown-up you get, you'll always be my only Kelly. And I'll always be your only daddy. Till the day I die. Sweet dream, sweetheart.
Okay, Woody, let's go. Woody?
I can't do it. No, he's your only daddy. I'm just some guy with a ladder.
But, Woody, what about us?
I can't take away his little butter-headed toe ball. I think you should go to Europe.
Are you sure, Woody?
As sure as corn chiggers in August.
Well, if that's what you want, Woody, then I'll go to Europe. But how will I know you'll still be here for me when I get back?
Well, how about this? We could get secretly engaged.
Oh, yes, Woody, that's a wonderful idea. It'll be our special secret. I'll be in Europe, and you'll be here. We'll have an unspoken bond across the ocean.
Well, that sounds swell. So you won't date any other guys while you're in Europe?
Well, Woody, if I don't date any other guys, then people might suspect that I'm secretly engaged.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I'll have to do the same thing back here in the States. Except, of course, I'll date women.
Right, Woody.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. You're not already secretly engaged to someone else, are you?
No. But even if I were, I couldn't tell you because it'd be a secret.
Well, I can trust you. And I know that you're going to come back to me. And then we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. So I just want to hold this moment in my mind. I just want to look at you one last time. Then I'm going to go. Sam? Where's the ladder? Sam? Sam?